Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and co-host and co-pilot, David Livingston. This is Hotel Mars, and we're speaking with the author, Robin George Andrews, whose new book is How to Kill an Asteroid, The Real Science of Planetary Defense. We now give him an unlimited budget. No cost too big. What do you build right away, Robin? What helps?
Well, I think the thing that I would funnel as much money to as possible is a mission that's kind of in development right now called Neo Surveyor. It's one of NASA's missions. And this mission is awesome. I mean, it will launch into space and it will have an infrared eye, which means it will be able to see any speck of any asteroid right down to like the tens of meters of size, like anywhere in space very quickly. When you're using visible light, you know, it's a bit of a, it can give you a bit of an illusory like result. Like a big dull asteroid looks the same as a big reflective asteroid, sorry, looks the same as a small dull one. So infrared, you'll just see it if it's a big one, if it's a small one, even if it's in the glare of the sun. That mission will find 90% of the city killers within 10 years of operation. So I think it's the most important mission that NASA has, and I would make sure no matter what that that gets funded. If I had more money, I would probably encourage space agencies, especially the Europeans and the Japanese, to try and test their own dart-like spacecraft, or maybe a different method. Maybe you could try something called a gravity tractor, which would like physically drag the asteroid out of the way, or maybe a different kind of impactor, you know, one with explosive tips has been suggested. People are, you know, wondering if lasers could be used to like blast a hole in the surface and cause an asteroid to change its trajectory. I would definitely give a lot of funding to these groups. And I would make sure that the researchers in the US, that especially the US, that do a lot of sort of semi-clandestine testing with nuclear weapons, as in they look at the physics of them, you know, ensuring the nation's deterrent. I would make sure they have an increased budget to simulate and study the effects of nuclear blasts on asteroids, because they are already doing some incredible work on Earth, but, you know, to ensure that they don't actually have to test a nuke in space for real, which obviously will be a bit politically tricky. So I would basically ensure that the people who are doing the best work now get the same or more funding, because they're already kind of nailing it. I just would hate to see any of that funding disappear.
You've not mentioned Vera Rubin, which is still building, but it's going to survey the whole sky. I understand that that has a contribution to make. Is that correct, Robin?
Yes. Yeah, it's a huge, I mean, that's basically already going to be operational anyway. So that's kind of a done deal. And it's so cool because it will survey the night sky several times, a night. And it is basically the world's best digital camera. It can't zoom in very far. It can zoom in quite well, but it has like a really wide field of view. So anything that glistens, glints, zooms by in space, where we're talking about supernovae far away, distant galaxies, or asteroids and comets, right out to the Kuiper Belt, it will see them. So the best statistic I've ever heard for this is the first asteroid was discovered about 200 years ago. So it took about 200 years to count to a million asteroids known just over that with the world's current telescopes. Vera Rubin will double that in about 3 to 6 months just by itself. So Vera Rubin is like a polymorphic telescope. It's designed to do lots of stuff. It just happens to be very good at spotting asteroids too. So I'm really excited about that one. So yeah, that'll be great.
David, we have a couple of minutes if you have a question about his unlimited budget.
Now, in your unlimited budget for nuclear testing in simulating, do you know if exploding a nuclear bomb for an asteroid is going to produce an EMP back on Earth, or is this all to be determined in the simulated testing that you want done?
We have a minute, Robin. 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. So there won't be any risk of that at all, because if you actually wanted to deflect an asteroid with a nuclear device, it would be so far away from the Earth that there wouldn't be any effects like that. There would be no like shockwave or anything. What it would do is generate so much X-rays that it like irradiates one half of the asteroid, that gets vaporized, acts like a rocket, pushes the asteroid out of the way. So that would be done tens, hundreds of millions of miles away from on the Earth. So we'd have nothing to worry about on Earth at all.
Apophis is going to pass within distance of the high Earth orbit, correct? Inside our communicators. We're going to see it.
Yeah, yeah. It'll go below the height of geostationary satellites. Right. So you can actually see it with the naked eye if you're in Europe, actually, or Africa at that point. So that would be pretty cool. I'm definitely going to try and see it.
Yes, yes. Robin George Andrews, How to Kill an Asteroid Without Actually Dying Yourself. The Real Science of Planetary Defense, David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.